I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. Hi, Emily.
Deanna!
Oi, here's the thing.
Ready?
I have some issues with youths.
Bring it.
This week.
Hate them. Just kidding, love them.
I was at a technology store.
Love it.
And there were this
Micro Center.
There was this couple, 21, 22, looking at cases for their iPhones.
Okay. Everyone needs one of those. Don't want to drop it.
No problem, except for the fact that they were like, baby, you should get the green one, and I should get this other green one, and it'll be so cute. And the guy was like, yeah, that would be so cute if we both had green covers on our phones.
Wait, I'm kind of like, that's, yeah.
I know.
Ugh.
Okay, describe the couple to me.
No, I think the girl was like, she was actually extremely pretty, kind of, I think, Asian descent. Mm. And the guy was just so bland.
Ugh.
I got no energy from him. You know, there was nothing sexy going on. And I was like, first of all, how are these two together? But second of all, it's so lame to me. Like, you know, maybe it bothered me when my friends in high school would, like, if somebody wanted to wear the same thing as me, it bothered me then. So the idea of having a boyfriend who wanted the same thing as you so you guys could look cute together is, like, so barfy.
It is a little barfy.
Do you feel that's something generational?
I think we should look into it for sure.
Okay.
So today on the show, we have Allie Gertz. She's 23. People may know her as Cosby Sweater.
Mm.
Which is what she has gone by. But recently she has changed her name, which I'm sure we will talk about. She is a singer-songwriter. She is a delightful 23-year-old. And let's bring her out.
OMFG!
Well, there she is.
Hi.
Allie Gertz. Thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy to have you.
You recently changed your name.
I did. There was a recent controversy that I bet a lot of you know about already, mm-hmm. And I probably don't have to explain it. My former band name was Cosby Sweater.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I am now just Allie Gertz.
Which you went great. With your government.
I went with my government. Mm-hmm. And it would be simple if I didn't have, like, stuff, like, legally under the name Cosby Sweater, but I had to change, like, all the background stuff. The easiest one was Twitter, and everyone was super nice about it, obviously. But it was kind of end of an era, but, you know, for a very important reason that I couldn't ignore.
Now, and how long have you been Cosby Sweater?
Mm-hmm. About 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah.
And what was the, like, what, where'd you come up with the name to begin with?
It actually is from the movie High Fidelity, which is my favorite movie and book. And Jack Black just says, John Cusack, that's the worst sweater I've ever seen. It's a Cosby sweater, which is why I have two S's in the band name.
Mm. That's awesome.
And now it's gone.
And now
But again, for the best.
So when was the moment in the past month or so that you were like, and I have to get rid of the name?
I've been thinking about it for a while, but the Hannibal Buress set, it just blew up. And, you know, I'm one of the people that kind of wanted so badly for none of this to be true, and I denied it up until that set, and then it was undeniable, and it became clear I need to change my name and really drop any kind of association with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And are you the sole member of the former Cosby Sweater, now Allie Gertz band?
Yeah, for the most part. I write all the stuff myself, and I do have a couple people that have sung with me in the past and will sometimes hop on during shows. Ariana Lenarski is who currently sings with me at shows. And then on the album, I got to have string players and people doing drums and, like, all these cool instruments. And they don't play with me, but on the album it's all there. Yeah, so it's fun.
Now, we were talking about did you start with YouTube? Is that how you began your – because you sing – how would you describe your music?
The way that I always describe it is nerdy love songs.
I love that.
Thanks. It really paints a picture, I think, and hope. Mm-hmm. And my stuff isn't necessarily comedy. It is about comedic things, but they're really earnest, and most of the time they're sad. And so, you know, the best way is to say just like sad songs about cartoons, I guess. And I've always written songs that were just what I knew about, and I guess what I've always known the most about is TV. And I write love songs the way that some people write love songs for people. Most of the people that I'm in love with are fictitious.
And it seems like you have like an old-timey sort of sensibility when it comes to these shows. Like you're referencing shows that were not part of like what you grew up with, right?
It's true, yeah. My dad in particular, but both of my parents, did a really good job of kind of feeding me all my interests. And that's how you have someone who's 21 at the time writing songs about The Jerk with Steve Martin and not The Dance. And, you know, it's just, it creates a very interesting kind of background for what I thought was contemporary music when I was in kindergarten.
Right. How old is your dad? I have to ask.
He's young. So I'm 23 and my dad is 44.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So
wow, wowie zowie.
I know.
Because I felt like your dad.
I grabbed
my boob because it was necessary. Like, hold me. Can you put me in a fetal position and just cradle me for a little? Just for about five. I hope everyone's cool with that. We're going to take five and Emily will just cradle me in fetal position. No, it's cool. Like, you know.
You okay with it?
It's fine. It's just
you can't
like,
see at home, but she's actually crying right now.
I'm just understanding that your dad and your mother, I'm assuming, got ahead of the game. And
actually, my mom and dad have an interesting origin. My mom was actually 30 when she met my dad, and he was 15.
And Oh, shit. That is some stuff.
Yeah, they really did get ahead of themselves.
They did. Yeah.
Okay.
It makes
Whoa. I need to take now. I'm hot. I take my Cosby sweater off and just. Okay. Wait.
Get into yeah. It. It makes for a very interesting background just as far as pop culture goes because you have people from just different times. And additionally, my mom had two kids. So I also have two half sisters that are, you know, like
old.
9 and 10 years older
Super
than I am.
Old.
And so I kind of have everybody covered except for my generation because all I was doing was listening to stuff they listened to.
Right.
So I was actually not really permitted to listen to what was popular because my dad thought it sucked. So I wasn't allowed to listen to Britney Spears or NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. And I was allowed to watch stuff that was pretty mature if it was well written. I was not allowed to watch Saved by the Bell because apparently it was poorly written.
Sure.
That's true.
No doubt.
That's fair.
Please, after you. Was your dad like a super old 15-year-old?
In the same way that kind of I feel like I was, and maybe I'm an older 23-year-old,
mm-hmm.
It's mostly taste and then kind of disregard for respecting our elders.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of raised to be just like, oh, you're older than me and you think you're better than me. Sorry.
Right.
And I've learned to kind of be a little bit more respectful as I've gotten older. But he definitely was an older 15-year-old.
Was he getting like high fives through the school as he?
He dropped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once you kind of have that going on, you kind of have
like,
to.
I got big shit happening here.
Yeah, totally.
So you consider yourself a nerd.
I consider my interests nerdy.
Your interests are nerdy.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm a nerd, but I feel like that's because there's such a backlash to, like, calling yourself a nerd. People really love to hate on people, especially girls that say that they're nerds.
Especially because you're super cute.
Oh, so, hey, thanks.
You know, because that's where, right? Is that what the backlash might be?
It definitely comes from just like, well, if you're a nerd, then how come you have all these friends and you, like, you know, have any like ounce of coolness happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you go to Comic-Con? Is that something that happens?
I've played at Long Beach Comic-Con before, and they set me up in like the almost, I feel like, cafeteria. Like, so it's just all these people eating their pizza. There are multiple pieces of pizza and like just trying to not make eye contact.
How many pieces do they eat?
Like an entire pizza.
Well, per person. Comic-Conner.
I'm really not sure why I'm not going there and not having a full pizza. It sounds delicious.
Right. But it's so funny because I don't think they expected me there. And I think it's weird for them and for me to have them making eye contact with me while they're eating. And so it was just a bunch of people
like my worst nightmare.
It was very interesting. And there were a bunch of people just kind of like nodding and kind of grooving on it, but desperately trying to avoid eye contact. Well,
I think they probably try to avoid eye contact no matter what. I think that's probably the general vibe.
It's possible.
Well, let's take it to a dorkable. Would you consider yourself a dorkable?
Mm-hmm. No. but people have said that. I just, there's just such a backlash to all these kinds of things that you really have to be careful what you identify as. And it's usually best to kind of just do your own thing and people will label you no matter what.
Mm-hmm. So people feel like you're like a Zooey Deschanel-ish type of girl?
People that don't know me in person do. I think, I think Daria is more visually my speed, at least. And, especially since I've gotten over it, but I used to really hate that type of quirky character in movies. And I always thought it was so unrealistic and a little sexist, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I have kind of toned down all of my anger and hatred towards these types of things, as I've realized they don't matter as much as I used to think.
Just refresh me. I know Daria was like a show on MTV.
Yeah.
Was it animated?
Yes, it was.
What was it called?
It was called Daria.
It was just called Daria.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But be more specific, if you could be more specific about that.
Yeah, Daria Morgendorfer.
Oh,
and
well, thank you.
Her best friend, Jane Lane.
There we are.
Jane Lane.
Yeah.
All right. Missed it entirely, but
man, you got to go back. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, like Daria was. I feel like it was in high school for me. I think I could be wrong.
It was reruns when I was watching it, so I feel like my sisters definitely were watching it when it was on.
Yeah, sounds about right.
But
she was like super
misanthropic, right? And like everything is internal dialogue because she hates speaking to everyone except for her best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm not like Daria because at least I don't think I'm monotone and I don't think that I hate the world as much, but I get it almost every day, especially except for I'm wearing like a very bright and colorful fun jacket today, but I normally wear an army jacket. The only reason I'm not is that I've worn it out. Like I literally wear it every day.
Yeah. But I like that color. It is sort of a...
Thank you very much.
Chartreuse.
Yes, yeah. It is. I inherited it 2 days ago from my best friend from high school, who I'm still best friends with, which is very fun.
She's your, Daria...
She's Jane Lane.
Shout her out. What's her name?
Noelle Armstrong.
Okay.
I wish it rhymed. It's okay.
I saw something the other day. Maybe you can speak to it.
Sure.
And I've been seeing it. There's, dudes...
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about people in their 20s, like early 20s.
Yes.
I see dudes who, to me, are not very attractive, but it's not just that. It's like they don't have any masculinity to them. They seem very,
Like waifish?
There's just, if we were dealing with John Hamm
as
one example of a man.
Yes.
They are at the exact other end of that. It's just, there's not a lot of body weight.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of energy.
So they're twinks.
Yeah, but I feel like twinks have at least the energy of being a gay twink, because I think you have to be gay and be a twink.
I don't think you have to be gay to be a twink.
Okay, tell
That's
me more.
That's just in. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean, I think it's more of just a descriptor. Like, definitely it's something that originates from the gay community, but I feel like I've described people I've dated as twinks, and I would hope that they liked women.
Oh. Right.
Or at least this one.
This one.
I don't care what they do.
Okay, so you dated a twink. What is your identifier for a straight twink?
I don't think I have one, Chris. I've dated a bunch of boys that look like that because I like really skinny, wiry boys.
And they're they're wearing hoodies and they're
tell
us more.
I do it less now, but for the first year I've been here, I exclusively dated stand-up comedians, and that is kind of the uniform. If they're not big and burly, they're very thin and narrow, and they all kind
Svelte.
Of have... Yeah, yeah, and I love
Slight.
That. I like boys that look a little like girls, and I like girls that look a little like boys.
So you're the prime example of the girl and the guy situation that I've been seeing, and I have a lot of questions about it.
Ask away.
A super cute girl with a wavy twink, and I just, what I don't see.
Mm-mm, we don't do it.
Is, like, it just looks strange, and then I don't see any sexual energy.
Mm-mm. I think you'd be surprised.
Oh.
I think that the people that I found are, like, the most sexual are the ones that you don't expect it from because they, like, aren't putting their effort into putting it out into the world. They're putting it into the bedroom or, like, they're putting it into the relationship. And it's, like,
so they
that's
have
for me. And this
so
isn't always,
game.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's surprising who ends up getting all the girlfriends. But as you've seen, these boys do have girlfriends, like, 90% of the time. Like,
do see it.
And I think they're super cute.
See, like, the thing is, okay, so that boy, when we were growing up, definitely did not have the girlfriends.
No.
Right?
Like, I feel like...
But I find that attractive. Like, I think a lot of people that I'm friends with, at least, find it attractive that they might have had, like, a nerdier upbringing or they might have been a little bit of an outcast. Like, there's something... At least as a younger girl, I definitely wanted someone who was, like, dark and mysterious and, like, only really hung out with people he loved instead of going to, like, all the parties. And, you know, as I get older, I like more of the John Hamm type at times. But there's still, like, that, like, gut attraction to whatever that is, whatever that wiry, sweet
Twinkish.
And weird boy is.
Well, I mean, I think kind of what when you were describing this, what I picked up on is, like, I think it's very much a thing in New York and L.A. where you will often see, like, a very striking girl with a guy who just does not seem to match. Whereas if you go to, like, I was just in Seattle, couples there match really well. Like,
right.
They look like they belong together.
That I definitely agree with. I agree tenfold that, at least in L.A., a lot of women are dating beneath them.
We are so glad you said that and we didn't.
I actually just said online that 2015 is the year for women to date attractive or men that are more attractive than they are. Like, I want upgrade. Like, not even same level. Like, I want more hot than I am.
Amen.
Yeah,
I deserve someone way hotter than me.
That's very true, though.
Because so many of my guy friends who are so funny have these, like, model girlfriends.
Exactly.
And it drives me crazy, not because, like, you know.
No, this is what we're
just
talking about.
You know, we deserve it, too.
Yeah.
We all deserve someone super hot.
But the newsflash, I feel like, that you brought to the table is that these slight gentlemen are bringing a lot of heat in the bedroom.
I definitely think they can. There are a lot of things at play here, though. I think... You know, you never know until you're actually with them how it's going to be. Sometimes you think it's going to be the greatest ever, and then it's just like, oh, so disappointing.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes the hottest guy in the room.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, the guy that maybe is working out all the time and, like, having his whey protein and working, like, you know, so much on his hair and his clothes, like, probably is overcompensating a little bit the same way that some people do with their personalities. Like, it's, you know, the hottest girl might not be the smartest one and vice versa and— You know?
Right.
It's true.
You never know.
It's true that the guy who, you know, finally gets the girl has to work a little bit harder so he may be better in that department than a guy who doesn't have to work as hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some... You're a singer.
Yes.
And so we have, like, a couple of people that we wanted to talk about.
We have questions.
We have questions. You're
Ask.
Here to really help us, and you've been helping us so far. So I really appreciate that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And I want to understand, I've seen her around for about a year now. Don't know what she sings.
Not a clue.
Don't know how people feel about her. Don't know what I'm supposed to feel about her. Rita Ora.
Who?
Rita Ora.
I actually am in the same boat.
Ah, shit.
I have to find someone youthier than I am.
You don't know anything?
Not really.
This is not surprising from... A girl who has a Twin Peaks podcast.
Okay, fine. Do you have anything on Zendaya?
Mm-mm.
And how about Lana Del Rey?
Lana Del Rey, what do you want to know?
What, anything?
I actually really like Lana Del Rey a lot.
Okay.
I'm not, like, I don't, I mean, I was about to say I don't own her CDs as if that is a signifier at all. That'd be really weird if I did. But, yeah, I actually, like, when Video Games came out, like, I loved that song. I love how, like, zoned out She seems I
zoned
like
out.
Yeah, I mean, she's just checked out. She's just when she opens her mouth, it's just this gorgeous voice. I love it. And I actually really love like masculine voices from women like Fiona Apple and Amy yeah. Mann. Like those are my favorite women singers, and I yeah. love that kind of that earthy, growly kind of sound, or right. just, you know, there's something very cool about her, and she's put together in a way that I really love. And she's yeah. just great to look at. Like, she's so beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
That was informative.
But a lot of people hate her.
Really? Well, I remember she had, like, this SNL performance that was a real bummer
yeah.
for her. For mm-hmm. her
is that why people. Why do people hate her? Is it that?
No, I think people hate her just because she seems like she doesn't care at all, or because she wants to be, like, this anti-Lady Gaga, or, like, this very, like, just removed. And it's just not as much fun for some people as other people.
Right. She's not giving us, like, a Rihanna situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is she, like, a little bit more real? Is that what?
No, she's definitely not real.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. She's kind of alien. I mean, she does her own crazy performance in a very unique way. And I think that's hateable to people that want to be her, or people that just are tired of it, or just they want something else.
Would your mom and or dad like her?
I think my mom would. My dad? Yeah, probably, actually. I mean, like, it's just good songwriting.
Okay, great. Well, I think on that we'll take a break. We'll be back. OMFG! Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of OMFG. Brand new episodes of every show on the new Wolfpop Network are currently available for your consumption at www.wolfpop.com. Wolfpop has a ton more great shows like Reading Aloud with Nate Cordry, Happy, Sad, Confused with Joshua Horowitz, Crybabies with Sarah Thayer and Susan Orlean, Get Up On This with Jensen Karp, Off Camera with Sam Jones, I Was There Too with Matt Garley, The Rotten Tomatoes Podcast, Denzel Washington is the Greatest Actor of All Time, period, with Kamau Bell and Kevin Avery, and The Canon with Amy Nicholson and Devin Faraci. Check them out on iTunes or head to the new website at www.wolfpop.com. OMFG!
And we're back with Allie Gertz. Thank you so much for being here.
23 years old.
So, Allie, we yes. have a question for you. Kylie
and Kendall, you're shaking your head now.
Okay.
Kardashian.
Yes.
Help us.
I mean, I feel like one of them became a model, but the other one really wanted to be a model.
Yes.
And she's not, and I'm really worried about her.
Oh, that's much sweeter than I am towards them.
See, I am actually, I see her lips getting larger every day, and I'm
that
like,
is something that I've spent a lot of time looking at on YouTube.
Thank you.
Because it seems unreal. But recently, Kim Kardashian talked to Pixie Woo, which is like these two YouTubers.
Can we write that down?
Pixie Woo. PIXIWOO. They're these two sisters that do makeup vlogging, and they're amazing, and I love them.
Are they
them.
From the UK?
They are.
Emily, you
Sorry.
Already know.
No, someone just told me about them.
They're amazing, and I've been watching them since they had a really awful webcam years ago, and now they just are huge.
And
They've
they had
really
Kim Kardashian
up.
On?
Yeah, they interviewed
whoa,
her.
Whoa,
it was so
huge.
They're a real deal. Okay.
It was huge, and they obviously asked about the lips immediately, just like, how is she doing this? Some people have thought that she's like using some kind of injection. Some people have thought that she's taking some kind of crazy pill. And Kim said that
but
it was.
You can't ever go to Kim for that
that's
question.
The thing.
Like,
that's
Kim
the
is the
thing.
Queen of an injection. She's not going to give you a real answer.
She's also,
but she's also fantastic at makeup. Her contouring is unreal.
She is. Although she's also the queen of protecting her family. So yeah. I'm sure anything she said would have been like.
It was very sweet. Like, you could tell that they didn't believe her. But basically she said, it's like, no, she's just really good at makeup. Like, she just fills
in lips that aren't there. She adds extra
she just
lips.
Adds the liner.
She's like, that's what I do with my butt. I just add some liner and it just pops right up.
Yeah, well, that's good. Because, I mean, I just look at those lips and I have, oh.
Oh, my God. OMFG. I just got here. Deanna, Emily, hello.
Ask a Youth.
Well, it's time for Ask a Youth.
How are you?
Michael, hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much
Mike
for being
Nice
here.
Just walked by.
I just
nice,
came,
everybody. Came in hot.
Flying in here as fast as I could.
No, I see this. What are you doing
well,
here?
Well, I understand you have a guest, obviously. Allie is here with us, and she might have some answers to some particular questions I have just for someone who is perhaps of a younger youth. Demographic. Thank you.
Okay, yes. This adult is here to ask the youth a question.
Is this the type of question that would be appropriate
right
for
format.
Your show?
Yeah.
Is this the format
this
for
the
this?
The right format. That's all we're doing is trying to find
that's
things
what
out
I heard,
from.
And I came running
I'm
over
so
here
happy
as
you got here.
Fast
it's,
as I could, yeah.
I hope
absolutely.
I can help. You look like you really need it.
Thank you. Allie, question. Quickies. Couple of quick ones real
okay,
fast.
I'll try. I'll try my best.
All right. First of all, define millennial.
Ooh. That's hard.
Burning.
What is a millennial?
A millennial is someone who, that's a really big question. That's like, what is life? But I know.
Given I know the cohort, I know the generation that it represents.
Of course. What are the
but
specifics?
What do they stand for?
millennials are very self-serving. They mm-hmm. want to take care of themselves. And to do that, they make sure that they're on social media and they are questioning the world around them. And they just stand for themselves. I mean, I think it's a good time to be selfish right now in a lot of ways for millennials, which I suppose I am as well.
Which you would fall into. See, I was personally on the tail end of Gen X. I'm kind of in between, mm-hmm. but I guess mm-hmm. I'd technically be a Gen Xer. We were noted for being slackers.
Oh, we're total slackers.
Total kind of yeah. like millennials not
we
that.
All kind of want to start our own empire.
Own
like
businesses.
We're all about our brand.
Entrepreneurs
like,
and yes. self-promoters.
Yes.
You're all like on Shark Tank in your mind.
Are we sharing too much, millennials? Is there oversharing happening?
I mean, I don't think so. I share almost everything. I love to say what's going on.
Yes.
And I want to know what's going on with other people.
Put it out there.
And I like seeing the pictures of food and
keep
cats and selfies. And I'm a big selfie supporter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Deanna and Emily, if I may, just
no, it's
a quick,
interesting.
Quick one.
Yep.
Quick one
please.
Right on top of that. I'm going to piggyback on top of
mm-hmm.
that one.
So
with,
you gave one, now you're going to give
correct.
Another.
Now about okay. sharing, all right?
Yes,
let's. Now we've got so many avenues to which we can share.
Yes.
Where does Vine fall? On this?
Vine is for a very specific type of person. And there are only a couple people that I like on Vine, and everyone else I really dislike.
There are people making money on Vine. This is correct?
Lots and lots and
wait,
lots of money.
How is that happening? Ads?
Because they're doing ads. If you go through even just a very quick scan of Vine, you will see this. I forget what it is, but there's, Badoo. You will see ads for Badoo, which is a dating site, on almost every single popular
like
channel.
Indian dating?
Started by Erykah Badu.
It's just kind of like
you get to date Erykah Badu.
It's kind of a Tindery kind of dating site, and it's
you just keep
just
swiping past Erykah Badu's picture.
And it's just awful. All these ads are really cheesy. And then you're also seeing Vine make it into Skittles commercials. And like, it's just everywhere. And there are honestly maybe five people that I like, and everyone else is pretty awful.
If I said one name, could I get your just knee-jerk reaction?
I mean, I'm looking at some names that are on this table, and I'm a little worried at who's listening, but yes.
Well, what if I just said Nash Greer?
Awful, horrible human being.
Ladies, write that down.
We're writing it because we don't
furiously.
Know it. Nash Greer.
He's the worst person alive. He's the worst millennial alive, I should say. There are worse people politically. Horrible.
I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page with this guy because
about?
He evokes an visceral reaction from me just seeing his face. Now.
He's disgusting. He had a video on YouTube that he was telling girls what guys look for, and they were all the most like
basic.
Just basic, awful, requiring women to shave and, you know, just, you know, try too hard, but be yourself and all these different conflicting, things for girls to follow. And it's just awful.
Imagine a boy band member without a musical band or anything. These are what these guys have elevated to.
Okay.
Because they will go on tours on buses and go to malls, and these malls get shut down with girls who show up.
But like, yeah, it's true.
But younger. I'm not talking like 20s. 13. I'm talking 13 to 17.
Very impressionable girls.
How long is a Vine? A Vine is
six
how
seconds.
Long?
Six. But he also has a YouTube channel.
I just want to understand where all these feelings are coming from.
Sure. My first turn off was when he was saying the bad F word, really anti-gay. Ooh. And it made me really just dislike him as a person.
That's understandable.
And then he's also just trying to really just paint a very specific idea of what young women should be when they grow up.
Okay.
And it's just very much based on their looks, and it makes me really upset.
Okay, so he's a total misogynist and homophobe.
But what's happened here is that, you know, the guy, he starts on Vine with a couple of funny videos. He gains millions of followers. Now companies are dropping in their products into his vines. So now he's making tons of cash doing this stupid thing. But at the same time, he's got this history of misogyny and homophobia, which isn't really, you know, the companies don't really care that much. They just, I mean, hey, he's got millions of followers. We're going to drop our product in. That's all we really
got
care
it.
About. And he's tried to scrub his history.
The thing I want to go back to.
Removing these videos that were misogynistic and homophobic.
Is you saying that this man would show up at a mall in a van and will be mobbed by girls.
With zero discernible talent.
Got it. Yeah.
With zero, like.
At the very least, like.
Boy band members without the singing, but without the bad singing. They're not even on stage doing choreography. They're not doing choreography on stage.
Why do you say choreography?
I have trouble with that word.
Why is that choreography?
Because he's old.
That's right. My old mouth can't handle these words.
I can't say brewery. I understand. Yeah, thank you.
Michael, do you have anything else for us?
Those were some good questions, though. That was hot.
That was beautiful.
All right, I have one more question.
Oh, geez, okay. Here we go. Take it
now,
away.
Now, again, listening as I did driving in on 92.7 The Wave. Marvel Studios, with the movies that they've told us that are coming out over the next 2.5 to 3 years, with something like along the lines of 25 to 27 comic book movies, as a millennial and a representative of your culture who goes to see the movies, is enough enough with these goddamn superhero flicks?
I definitely think so.
You think
you
so?
You do.
I do.
As someone who's been to Comic-Con,
yes.
You will say on the record that
enough
it's
is enough.
Too much superhero movies.
Too much, and I don't need more gritty reboots of stuff I love from my childhood.
That's right.
Should we all
do you
just
watch them? Oh, all right. We're going to
pop it out a little bit.
Do you watch them, these movies?
It would really take someone special being cast in them for me to watch them and enjoy them.
Who comes to mind?
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you enjoy Chris Pratt?
I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, well,
so
see,
that's
there we go.
That's one, but that's one that no one has an association to their like childhood. No one knew. That's the whole reason it's a fun idea is no one knew about Guardians of the Galaxy except for like super nerds.
Right.
And this is my favorite superhero movie in the last several
See, maybe
years.
I do need to see that.
It's very good. And the soundtrack is super, super good.
I just can't
and
do another Iron Man Avengers. I can't do that.
I hear you.
Thor. I don't need the third Thor movie that's going to tie into the third
one,
Avengers movie.
It's true. And that last one I did see. So I guess I do see them, but I have a lot to say about them negatively on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, you're making it work for you.
Yes.
You're spending your money and then you're letting out your emotions. Just
for free. Yeah.
Right. For free.
Ladies, I think I got my questions
wow.
answered.
Your name is Michael Nice.
Michael Nice.
Your Twitter handle is at Michael
_nice. Yeah.
How do we feel about the underscore?
I mean, people
it's
don't
tough.
Like it. And actually, you know what? My Twitter feed is not a good representation because I'm only on there when I'm boozed and angry.
Okay.
Oh. It's because so you're
lot
not
of,
a millennial.
I'm just, right.
I feel like you and I should be friends.
Yeah, we should be. Because you'll get a lot of that action on about 7, 8 p.m. after 2 or 3 drinks.
I love that it's 7, 8 p.m.
I'm in bed by 9:30, honey. Come on.
Okay.
We're getting old here.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks I'm going to get out of here.
What a dream.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Felt like a bolt of lightning just came in.
That was great. Woo. So great to have Mike on.
It's nice to have people just stop by.
Just swing rush
the
us.
The security here is awful.
Yeah. Gee, I mean, he just came right through.
So it's Christmas week.
Yes. Mm.
Tell us what you're doing for Christmas.
My mom has a Christmas Eve party every year, and she has 6 siblings, and they are all super musically talented.
Oh, and that's where you get it from, huh?
It's really cool. Yeah, everyone just either, you know, like we have like 6-part harmonies, and we start doing Christmas carols. Yeah. My mom is very like type A, gets everything like perfect, and handwrites the like Christmas carol book.
Oh, I
and like
this.
There are stickers, and she's a kindergarten teacher, and she's very cute. And we all sing Christmas carols, but then it turns into us singing Boston and the Pretenders and Queen and like all these like Jesus Christ Superstar usually comes up, and like we're not, you know, even a religious family, but we love Christmas.
Really quick, I just have to ask: has your mom ever said to you, "Yeah, it was kind of crazy that I dated a 15-year-old and then married him"? I just was curious.
This year.
Oh
and
wow!
What did she say about it?
I think, you know, for her, she was doing what made sense to her at the time. And for her, it was just like such a passionate, fiery love that the idea of something that was socially constructed was not going to keep her from doing something.
Right.
Fuck the man. I totally get that.
So she stands by her choice.
I think she would have done it differently. Okay. But, you know, it's a bigger, like, you know, it's something that I think even she has learned more about as time goes on.
Right.
You know, and I know that it was at least initially really good.
Yeah.
What is on your Christmas list? What does a 23-year-old want for Christmas is really what I'm asking you.
There are a lot of things. They're usually whatever, like, comedian's memoir came out. I just bought the Amy Poehler one last year. It was Bossy Pants, and before that it was Bedwetter.
How are we feeling about Lena Dunham's?
I didn't get all the way through it, but I did go to the book signing of that, which was fun. I took my little cousin.
Did she charge you?
She did not even see us because we snuck in. Okay. We got to the front of the line and we got kicked out. Oh. She felt very bad. She was very nice about it. It was just whoever was in charge. But I don't believe she was charging. This year, I have not had a console, like a game console, in the last 3 years since I moved out of my boyfriend's house. And now I just really want to have the PlayStation 4. That's all I really want. That's and maybe so some cute. maybe some nice succulents for my apartment, because I love succulents.
PlayStation 4 and succulents.
And succulents.
Huh? I love this Christmas list.
Okay, really quick, we just want to do one little maybe hopefully fun game.
Might make us cry.
Uh-oh. Young or old, but I don't know how it's going to go with you, and you're the first person we've tried it on, so let's just see. We're going to rattle off some names, okay. And we want your first
just honest
instinct.
Real opinion. Is this person young or is this person old?
And it doesn't have to feel like baby young or old-timey old. It's just like young or old.
Like they are young or old people like them?
No, they are young
okay,
or old.
I got it.
Okay.
We'll try it.
Johnny Depp.
Old.
Zac Efron.
Young.
Mark Ruffalo.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Watts.
Old.
Christian Slater.
Old.
Christina Aguilera.
Old.
Oh, shit. Antonio Sabato Jr.
I don't even know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Phillippe.
I don't know.
Penelope Cruz.
Old.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's young.
The Olsen twins.
Young, I guess.
With a question mark. Jennifer Lopez.
I kind of have a question mark there, old. Too.
Jennifer Lopez is old. Okay.
Chloe Grace Moretz. Young. I can't say her name.
She's young. She's a baby.
A little baby with giant hands. Her hands freak me the fuck out.
Ben Affleck.
Who? Come again?
Ben Affleck.
He's young. I just saw Good Will Hunting for the first time, and I just fell in love with him, and it's hard, because I just adore him.
Wait a minute. Everything was going along at a certain pace.
You don't understand.
Ben Affleck Ben Affleck, and you said...
I know, but I feel like he's young inside, because I just fell in love with him. For the first time, I never saw Good Will Hunting.
He's young to your mind and your vagina right now.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Rico Suave?
Old.
That's a good one to end on.
Yeah, I think we finished that up.
So I was hoping.
Is it possible?
Would you?
Is there a world in which?
You would play us a song.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Former Cosby sweater.
Allie Gertz.
Taking it away.
All right.
Tell us what this is.
This is a song called Open Letter to Myself. As I kind of have addressed, I love things a lot, and sometimes I make people feel bad if they don't like the same things.
Okay, great.
And here we go. Dear Allison, won't you hold on to your virtues, but not get caught up in your head? Did you know that it's okay for people to like different things? What will it matter when you're dead? That you like what you do. When people ask who's got the best taste, you say you. It's time to put that to rest. Don't forget the subjectivity of best.
You can have a friend who likes watching Friends without thinking they're a bad person. I know that you're leery of people who like Big Bang Theory, 'cause you think there's no show worse than that. But you can't change what people like. If your mom likes Glee, don't put up a fight. You can still be opinionated without making a friend feel so alienated. Just stop telling them that they're wrong for listening to their favorite song. If they don't know what In Bruges is, or prefer the Three Stooges to Chico Harpo and Groucho Marx, if they don't like Django Reinhardt or Dimitri Martin's pie charts, try and spare them your snide remarks. You can like the girls who don't like Dunham's girls without calling them all morons. Some friends don't like RPGs or get the reference covered in bees. Some people will never, ever, ever see Red Dawn, the original. But you can't change what people like. If your mom likes Two and a Half Men, try and be polite. You can still be opinionated without making a friend feel so alienated. Just stop telling them that they're wrong for still listening to that god-awful song. Your friend shouldn't be berated for calling the Beatles overrated, no matter how much you disagree. But if you put on Seinfeld and they don't laugh, say something hurtful and never take it back. Sincerely, me.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Thank you.
Such a good song.
Thanks.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Allie, you were awesome. Thank you
Chills
so much.
All over my whole entire body. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We had so much fun with you.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me.
Tell us where people can find you.
You could find me on alliegertz.com, alliegertz. And on Twitter at alliegertz. And on YouTube, all of it's on my website.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
OMFG. I'm so sorry, but that song just gave me chills.
It was beautiful.
It was so lovely. And you know what? It was so nice because it felt like she was really tapped into us.
Yeah.
She's an old soul.
She is.
And I love that about her. You guys don't know this at home, but she sang for us a little OMFG that was so beautiful. We're going to be using it in our show coming up. So we cannot thank her enough for that.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And we learned some stuff from her, too. I mean, wow.
First of all, I did not know that there was a dating site called Badoo.
Right.
Not sure what that stands for or why it exists, but I hope that the people enjoy using it.
We learned that Vine, everyone should probably like just stay away from Vine.
Sounds like there are some sus people on there.
Big time.
I'm not sure. That's actually, I feel like, something we should explore further because I don't know what's happening there, but no. I don't like it.
I mean, you don't look at Vine, do you?
I've never seen a Vine video.
I don't know what's happening on Vine.
Not a clue.
I've heard of it. I have no idea what's happening.
Don't have the app. Don't know how to do one.
Nope.
6 seconds seems like a throwaway.
Yeah, seems like not worth my time.
We also learned about our beautiful British friends who do a YouTube channel called Pixie Woo about makeup, which is great because they had Kim Kardashian on to help us learn more about Kylie and Kendall.
Right, which is great.
So it sounds like, what Kim is saying is that
Kylie is good with lip liner.
Yeah, she's just enhancing with lip liner. And we might have to explore that further as well because I don't think Pixie Woo really answered it for us.
Right. I'm going to find out Pixie Woo. That's good. We haven't learned anything about Rita Ora. She's in the dark. She's still a mystery. Mystery girl.
But we, you know, we did also learn that everyone we thought was old
is old.
Is old. And that everyone who we thought was young is young.
Yeah. No mysteries there, except for Ben Affleck.
Oh, right. Young in her heart.
He magically moved his sweet little ass into the young pile.
Which is great. And then Mike Nice was so – it was so great to have him on. His voice was just soothing to me.
Oh, yeah.
It was really great.
That's good.
Very smooth.
He came in like a shot of lightning.
So thank you so much.
It's really fun.
You, Mike Nice. And you can find us at OMFG Pod.
Yes, please come and follow us and ask us any questions you have. If you have a question for a youth, we would love to hear it and we will ask it to them.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes, OMFG.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks.
Leave a comment and a fave.
Bye.
But you can't change what people like. If your mom likes Glee, don't put up a fight. You can still be opinionated without making a friend feel so alienated. Just stop telling them that they're wrong for listening to their favorite song. If they don't know what In Bruges is, or prefer the Three Stooges.
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.